Roaming in the gloaming comes to me as a... I think gloaming is evening time. But anyway, whether I'm right or wrong about that doesn't really matter. It's just a phrase that comes to me in as a... What's the word? Antonym, perhaps. Another word meaning the same thing. God, that may be the opposite of that. Is antonym similar or different? Anyway, good morning. It's Saturday morning, and let me not be rude and just launch into something before I have said thank you very much for tuning in. Rambling, yeah. This is further practice to get myself ready for the daily ramble recording, which will be called Rambly Boo during September. And I do really invite other audio listeners to this, audio makers who are listeners to this, to make their own Rambly Boos, and on Audio Boo they can all be gathered together. I see Adrian Turbo Stream has got... Wow, here's a gorgeous horse. Hello, what a gorgeous horse that is. A woman wearing black, including a black hat and black clothing, comes down with a dark brown horse, which looks magnificent, and says hello to me. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, and above to the right is a windmill, I guess. It's making electricity. It's on a metal pole. It's not one of these lovely... Amsterdam Dutch windmills, but it's there, and they're huge black bags containing food, I think, for the ponies and horses in Hyde's Equitarian, no, it's Equine Centre, or whatever it is, Riding Centre anyway. So the big black bags, and then there's a whole load of stuff underneath my feet. I'm standing on it right now, which is like bark. Mulch, I think it's called. I think it's called mulch. It'll probably be the kind of stuff that you spread on a riding ring. And this may be used up already, or maybe about to be used, because I wouldn't have a clue. And it's got black stuff underneath it, so maybe it's just got a covering of mulch. Anyway, there are rooks here in the mud scavenging for... And they're not just in the mud, they're also in the green grass. But I think that one has found a collection of turds to peck at. So definitely, whatever you do, if a rook attacks you and gets its beak into you, don't, whatever you do, ignore the consequences. Don't think that your body's immune system can shrug it off. Anyway, off go the rooks. It's a warm Saturday morning in August 2016, towards the end of the month. It's my daughter's birthday party this afternoon, when seven girls will gather to have mayhem in the house. Yep, mayhem in the house. And I've got to get some fish goujons. I've got to go after I leave here, after my daughter has finished. I was going to say fiddling with a pony. She went on a trek. I get myself a bit sort of saying to myself, now what did I say to my friend McColgan privately, and what am I saying here publicly? You know, because I had a real rambling chat with him. Yes, I must say WhatsApp is fantastic. It takes the place brilliantly of direct messages on Audio Boo. Yeah, Audio Boo used to be one of my greatest joys in life. One aspect of Audio Boo, I mean, lots of aspects of it I loved, and some I still love. But the biggest aspect that I have never stopped loving are the people at the end of it. By the way, I just got to get that in first, in case anybody thinks it has to do with technology or business practice. Where was I a second ago? I was trying to say something about... Oh, yes. I was trying to say that the audio experience on WhatsApp, the exchange of audio messages, is so, so similar to the experience of audio messages, receiving them on direct messages from Audio Boo, that I have at last feel that I found a space, a wonderful space within which I can communicate and receive audio messages into my ear. Oh, here's my daughter. I have to see what she'd like. Are you ready for the car? Okay, let's go. Okay, let's go. Right, I must go now, and I must keep walking in the direction of the car and get on with the day. So this is the end of the ramble, and thanks a million for listening. Bye-bye for now.